The elegant and inviting Martini's Bistro provided a splendid backdrop for the unveiling of local sketch watercolor artist Amanda Maldonado's commissioned artwork. The event on Wednesday showcased Maldonado's talent and highlighted the Bistro's dedication to supporting local artists. The unveiling took place amidst the cozy and sophisticated atmosphere where guests were treated to an intimate evening of culinary delights and wine, with Maldonado's artwork taking center stage. Maldonado's 16x20 commissioned watercolor painting, now hanging in Martini's Bistro, depicts the Bistro's charming facade. In addition to the original piece, Maldonado also offers 8x10 prints and mugs featuring this signature artwork. The commissioned artwork began when owner, Sarah Morgan, discovered one of Maldonado's custom mugs as a closing gift for real estate agent Heather Brandt. Intrigued, Morgan contacted Maldonado to commission mugs for her bistro. The partnership grew from there, with Maldonado eventually creating a large-scale illustration of the bistro itself. "I love drawing local buildings and the community here and celebrating local businesses that make me feel good or make me feel like this is home," Maldonado said. "While I was waiting for her to get here for the meeting, I sat across the street and did a small little drawing of the building, and she saw that and she was like, 'Can you do a large version of that too?'" The sketchbook in Maldonado's bag is bulging with pages and pages of striking pen and ink drawings topped with watercolors, portraying local businesses and architectural landmarks. Her artwork captures the essence of Longmont, imbuing each piece with a sense of warmth and familiarity, alongside details perhaps overlooked by the average eye. "All of these are done from me being there drawing what's in front of me. None of them are from photos. And that's where I get a lot of inspiration, from the connection of being in the moment and being able to connect with someone or a place that makes me feel good," Maldonado said. In discussing her artistic process, Maldonado explained how she creates her intricate illustrations. "She starts with a pencil very lightly, placing anchor points for elements on the tops of buildings or trees. Then, she goes straight in with ink, embraces and enjoys the mistakes because they add character and give energy to the piece." Maldonado's decision to work more directly with ink allows her to capture the essence of the scene and the energy of the moment. This technique creates a sense of chaos and movement, making her art feel alive and engaging, almost as if it were bubbling off the page. The commissioned piece for Martini's Bistro is Maldonado's first on a bigger scale. However, she has completed other commissions and has several more lined up for the year. "It feels really good and very validating as an artist," Maldonado said. When asked how she tackled the challenges of working on a larger piece, Maldonado shared her strategy, "Very carefully. With a lot of care and attention to detail. I did 2 studies before I did the bigger piece. Then I did a sketch in pencil on a smaller scale, trying to show what the finished layout would be before I got started on the big piece." For Maldonado and Morgan, the commissioned unveiling is not only a personal accomplishment but also an example of the support and opportunities available to local artists from businesses in Longmont. "I chose Amanda for this commission because she's a local artist whose style of art I find endearing and approachable. Her artwork has a very pronounced home feeling that I think embraces the Longmont vibe," Morgan said. Martini's has been in the community for almost 50 years, granted under a few different names, but this house has been a place for people to celebrate, commemorate, and recharge for a long time.